This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Pope Francis has made dialogue with Islam one of the cornerstones of his papacy. Since he became Pope in 2013, he has visited several countries with large Muslim populations. Now, today, he will become the first Pope to go to the Arabian Peninsula when he visits the United Arab Emirates. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
Pope Francis was invited by Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to take part in an interfaith conference. The Pope will spend less than 48 hours in the United Arab Emirates and is due to make only two public addresses during the visit. Pope Francis released a video message this week ahead of his visit. He paid tribute to the United Arab Emirates as a land that is trying to be a model of coexistence, of human brotherhood, and a meeting place among diverse civilizations and cultures, where many find a safe place to work and live freely in the respect of diversities. The Pope will celebrate an open-air mass in Abu Dhabi's Zayed Sports City on Tuesday. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News. Rome.
Since his election, the Pope has already visited half a dozen predominantly Muslim nations. He has condemned using violence in the name of God and urged interreligious dialogue. Now, the war in Yemen, in which the UAE is involved as part of a Saudi-led coalition, could cast a shadow on the trip. Salvadorans are going to the polls today to elect a new president. The frontrunner in the race is 37-year-old Nayib Bukele, the former mayor of San Salvador. If Bukele wins, his victory as a member of the Grand Alliance for National Party Unity would usher in a new political landscape. The Central American country has been ruled by just two parties. The new president will take the reins of one of the most violent countries in the world. This is VOA News. Thousands of Venezuelans living in countries across Latin America rallied on Saturday in solidarity with protests organized by the political opposition in Caracas against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. From Bogota to Buenos Aires to Lima, Venezuelans headed to plazas and other public spaces to voice their support for opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido and his efforts to force Maduro out of power and bring humanitarian aid into the ailing South American country. Protesters across the region waved Venezuelan flags. The rallies in Latin American capitals coincided with many others held within Venezuela on Saturday. As domestic and international pressure on Maduro to step down mounts, a senior Air Force general disavowed him in a video that circulated earlier on Saturday. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced in a televised address on Saturday that Russia is suspending its participation in the Cold War-era intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
We will respond quid pro quo, Putin said. Our American partners have announced they were suspending their participation in the treaty, and we will do the same. They have announced they will conduct research and development, and we will act accordingly. President Trump had earlier accused Russia of violating the treaty by developing banned missiles. Moscow has strongly denied any breaches and accused Washington of making false accusations in order to justify its pullout. Trump said in a statement that the U.S. will move forward with developing its own military response options to Russia's deployment of banned cruise missiles that could target Western Europe. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Trump has waded into the controversy surrounding the governor of Virginia over a racist photo that appeared on the governor's medical school yearbook page. President Trump tweeted late Saturday that Governor Ralph Northam's initial apology for the photo and subsequent denial that he was in the picture are quote-unquote unforgivable. The president's tweet also referenced a controversy surrounding comments that Northam made earlier last week about late-term abortion. Now, Northam, a Democrat, quickly apologized on Friday after reports emerged of a photo in his 1984 yearbook page that shows a man in blackface standing next to a member of the Ku Klux Klan. But the following day, amid numerous calls for Northam to resign, the governor held a press conference.
In the hours since I made my statement yesterday, I reflected with my family and classmates from the time and affirmed my conclusion that I am not the person in that photo.
And members of the Democratic Party are joining a chorus to get Northam to resign as governor of Virginia. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.